drug or addiction or alcohol addiction center or a suicide hotline or a physician who specializes in HIV or speaks to somebody late at night for whatever reasons who isn't your spouse, if the government is collecting all of that information as they are able to develop an extraordinarily comprehensive picture of what you do and what your life consists of and what your vulnerabilities are in a way that would probably be more invasive than if they were able to just listen to your telephone conversations or even read your emails. It is an extraordinarily invasive thing to do, and yet they're doing far beyond that. But they're doing it in a way that only they get to know what we're doing and we don't get to know what they're doing. And that's what makes it so profoundly dangerous.
And that's it for Alternative Radio. You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. The time is 9:59. Coming up at 10:15 on Flashpoints, excerpts from Dr. Helen Caldicott's symposium, The Dynamics of Possible Nuclear Extinction. We'll feature Dr. Caldicott's keynote remarks and Bruce Gagnon's assessment of U.S. nuclear militarism. At 11 on Stage and Studio, Dime Roberts' guest is Olga Sanchez, Artistic Director of Milagro Theater, who is stepping down to pursue her doctorate degree in theater. And at 11:30 on Art Focus, host Joseph Galavan interviews Portland Art Museum Chief Curator Bruce Gunther, who is retiring in October. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia with Chris Andre.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, May 12th, 2015, and you are listening to KBOO's Spring Membership Drive. Today, and only today, Air Cascadia has we have a matching grant, $500 in donations. Call now. You can actually make your donation if you can bring it up to $500. Potentially, this could be $1,000 a day, $1,000 in 15 minutes. Can we do it? Of course we can. We do it all the time. This is how we make radio happen. I don't even think of broadcasting media outlets as radio. There's nothing there. It's empty content, like empty calories. It's the fast food of audio. It's the fast food of media, radio, and information. We have an amazing lineup. I could easily have brought you five or six guests today. That's what's happening out in the world. There's a lot going on. Fast Track hits the Senate. And potentially Shell Oil hits the Arctic, the Chukchi Sea. And, of course, tomorrow the City Council could possibly, with their plan, hit the reservoir in Washington Park. Joining us right now is Floyd Jones with Friends of the Reservoirs. Good morning, Floyd.
Good morning.
We're glad to have you with us. So, tomorrow is a big day. There is an action taking place against this planned demolition of the reservoir in Washington Park. It's drained right now, I understand. And yet, you would think, but no. Can you tell us what's going on?
Yes. Well, the Water Bureau has long now proposed to demolish the historic open reservoirs at Washington Park and replace them with half the storage underground, a four-year project. 4 years without any storage up at Washington Park. There's no federal requirement to bury or in any way eliminate open reservoirs. That's one of the reasons they give for proceeding with this plan, but there's absolutely no requirement to demolish significant historic resources.
So tomorrow, can you tell us briefly, because we have so little time today.
Yes. And tomorrow there's a city council hearing. On April 23rd, the city held a hearing called a demolition review hearing. And so you were restricted to talking about the criteria for demolition at that hearing. Tomorrow, Mayor Hales has said that he's allowing no public comment whatsoever. And City Council will decide if they are going to proceed with demolishing the reservoirs. And this project will get underway very quickly if they support it tomorrow.
I want to know why the no public comment is available, but I'm going to I have to let you go right now. Go on, moving right along to our next membership drive guest. We're here hoping to raise $500 in matching funds and matching contributions, investments to the station right now. And I urge listeners, as always, be active. Call up, call City Council people and ask them what's going on. Thank you so much for that. We've been speaking with Floyd Jones with Friends of the Reservoir. Now we go to Travis Nichols with Greenpeace Global Communications, because as you may or may not know, the Obama administration has okayed tentatively, they say, drilling in Shell's oil's drilling in the Chukchi Sea in the Arctic. Travis, thank you so very much for joining us today.
Absolutely, thanks for having me.
Well, this is people rallied fast and furious to oppose this. Greenpeace has been, of course, on point in Seattle right from the get-go, and their rising tide has been on this as well. Talk a little bit about what just happened and what what the options are going forward.
Well, the administration just gave a conditional green light for Shell to drill in the Chukchi Sea this summer. It's conditional because there are about 18 stipulations that the company has to meet in order to go forward. And for us, they're not very rigorous stipulations. They seem to be just giving them some things to sort of, some hoops to jump through. But by doing that, there are still points of pressure for people who oppose Arctic drilling to engage with. And there are still a number of things that Shell has to get together in order to go forward this summer. Some permits, air quality permits, marine mammal harassment permits, this sort of thing. But as you mentioned, in Seattle, there's this amazing movement that has come together to say that they do not want to have this happen on their watch. So there's rising tide, there's Backbone, there's Mosquito Fleet. There's just a number of amazing people who have said, this is not inevitable, this is not something that has to happen, and we're going to do everything in our power to try and stop it. And so there's actually a Port Commission hearing later today in which there will be public comment, and we assume that there will be a lot of the public there to say that they don't approve of the city of Seattle giving space for this Arctic drilling fleet to do repairs, to get ready to go up, to make the climate worse, and to expose this incredible ecosystem to a spill.
So Greenpeace will be, any of the ships, the boats will be going up there to monitor what goes on in the Chukchi Sea this summer?
Greenpeace will have, we have a number of different ways to try and keep our eyes on what they're doing. And so we really hope that there's still an opportunity to keep them from going north through the regulatory process, through a number of different channels to make sure that everyone is doing their due diligence and making sure that to back up, I think anyone who pays attention to this and puts this plan under the microscope will see that it is completely insane. And so because of the oil industry lobbying and because of how used to letting the oil industry get what it wants politicians are, that they haven't done their due diligence. And so we're really just trying to slow the process down and make sure everybody gets a chance to look at it. And once they do, we hope that they react like Seattle has reacted and said, wait, not on our watch. This is not going forward.
Thank you so much for that. We really appreciate you joining us at short notice. Travis Nichols, of course, with Greenpeace Global Communications. And do you want to just let listeners know where they can go to find out more about how to raise their voice in concert with Greenpeace and other Rising Tide and others, Mosquito Fleet? We could list them, but we don't have time. It's all there on the website, greenpeace.org, yeah? / Arctic?
Yep, that's great. And also shellknow.org to see about the Festival of Resistance that's happening this weekend. So your listeners could take the trip up there. Cascadia can turn into a festival of resistance altogether this weekend.
That's exactly what we need to do. Thanks again for that, Travis. We now have Steve Horn with the Smog Blog because, again, fracking is right smack in the crosshairs. It has to end. The fossil fuel festival that has been going on now for a while has to end, or in fact life on Earth will end. And take a look at the Smog Blog, follow it, because everything you need to know is right there. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for being with us today.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me, Chris.
We have so short time, but let's bring listeners up to speed on what's going on with this. DMOC in Pennsylvania. They're going to cave in. They've fracked the entire bottom of Pennsylvania out.
Pennsylvania is the case study of everything that's wrong with fracking. It's also the first crucible of fracking in the United States in terms of commercial scale. So it's sort of been 10 years since fracking. It started over 10 years now. Although I guess in some areas fracking's new. It's definitely not new in Pennsylvania. And this case in particular that my article is about is going to be a jury trial in federal court starting in November. The case has been going on since 2009. And it's not just any ordinary class action lawsuit So first of all, it's to say what they're suing courts for, nuisance and negligence, which is two tort claims against the company Cabot. But it's not just any ordinary lawsuit against an oil company. There's EPA involvement in this, which makes it really interesting and even more important. And that is that the EPA went to DMOC towards the end of President Obama's first term, did a big investigation, had a hydrologist come in. His name is Jeffrey Thine, and he and other scientists went in there, found that the water was impacted from hydraulic fracturing or drilling associated with hydraulic fracturing, and then produced a PowerPoint presentation that they censored, but I eventually obtained from a source and published it. And so this was the EPA's own admission that in DMOC, Pennsylvania, water was contaminated from fracking. So this is important because this PowerPoint presentation could become a central piece of evidence in this lawsuit in DMOC in this jury trial that will begin in DMOC that's been going on since 2009. And between 2009 and now, there's been various plaintiffs who have basically been pressured to leave the class action lawsuit. And so pretty much everyone who was originally in that class action lawsuit left. Now there are only two parties left, Scott Ely and Ray Hubert. They're and their family.
And let's not forget too, this is a jury trial, so real people from the place where this is they're being affected will be seated on that jury. This has
absolutely
been. Thank you so much for that, Stephen. The Smog Blog. Go find out about everything that is going on in the world of fracking. And don't forget, the Zapatista Army of National Liberation is called for solidarity with Mexican farm workers. More about that on the website, on the Air Cascadia. We go now to the membership drive room, where no less than the outstanding Stella Justin Miller is going to tell you how you can take advantage of this matching period. Unique, absolutely unique.
Well, you're very kind, Chris, and I'm joined with the Stellar Jenka, and we are here to remind everyone that we are in a matching period. We have just a few minutes to say thank you to Air Cascadia and to Chris Andre for all she does. You're listening to the antidote to MSM, mainstream media, the diet soda of information, and let's get the frack out of here. And you're calling right now, 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. We have a $500 match right now, and that means every dollar up to $500 is matched. Please don't leave any money on the table for this vital community resource. And say thank you to Chris Andre, a tireless volunteer who comes in every day here to bring you the news you're not supposed to know. 877-500-5266.
Yeah, get the frack out and fill it with love instead. Let's fill in all those holes with with lots of love for community radio, and we don't want to leave this $500 on the table. Like Justin said, we don't want to have to tell this donor, oh, we couldn't make that match, and we only have 3 minutes to do it, and I think we can do it. We just need a few more people to call with your $10 a month. That $10 a month actually means $120, so that puts us really close if we can just get a couple of you to do that. $10 a month to KBOO. Sign up. You don't have to have a penny in your pocket right now. All you need is $10 a month in your checking account. When you think about all the air Cascadia has provided for you, all of the news and information that Chris comes up with every single day, just looking through the list recently, the logging of the National Forest in North Fort Washington, Umatilla activists, the water reservoirs covering and demolition of the water reservoirs here in Portland, the Arctic drilling, fast tracking of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, so many issues you hear about first here on Air Cascadia. Please support this program. Please help us make this match. 877-500-5266. Call right now and give your $10 a month. Give your $20 a month, and that will bring us to this $500, and we won't have to hand this money back. You will double your contribution if you call right now.
Most people are working an average of 160 hours in a month. We're asking you to give 1/160th of your wages when you call 877-500-5266, and your money will be doubled right now. Now is the time to say thank you to Chris Andre and to make sure that this vital community resource has what it needs. Mark in Southwest Portland made sure. Thank you. Katrina in Southeast Portland made sure. And John is the newest member to join KBOO, and he's from Northwest Portland. Thank you so much. There's room for a couple of more of you. Call right now, 877-500-5266. 10 of you calling at that $75 level. We'll give away a lot of those flash drives with 4 gigabytes of content that you're not getting anyplace else. 877-500-KBOO.
You know, I saw the comment from Mark. He said that we here at KBOO keep the rest of the media responsible by reporting on the things that they're not reporting on, and we then hold their feet to the fire that they need to start reporting on some of these issues. Again, KBOO.FM, 877-500-5266. Do call right